moaning if I'm sleeping, and I'm working if I'm away. And they can never give back all that they take. No, they will never give back all that they take.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
It's 5 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time for live music. And in the studio today, we have the band Characteristics. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes, we're here.
Caught you off guard, did I? All right. Why don't we get started? You have one to get us going. What is that, side clock?
Side block.
Side block. Okay. Going to have to get with Lee about his handwriting.
Yeah. Got to get a new manager.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No.
You just got to work on your cursive, baby boy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Characteristics.
Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Characteristics. Side Black, all right. Good deal. So what is that song about exactly?
That song is about when someone's just really getting to you and you can't really tell them to their face, so you kind of just stop hanging out.
And hopefully they get the hint.
Hopefully get the hint of it, and then, yeah.
Okay.
And then they do. A lot of people heard that song, and they called me back, and they're like, Marty, you were right the whole time. That song is awesome. You're the man. So that's why I wrote it.
You showed
Vindicated.
It. Yep. There you go. All right, if you don't mind, if we could go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, all that good stuff.
Sure. We have, I'm Marty Roy, I play guitar and sing. I have Randy Chabot on guitar and vocals.
Hello.
There he is, yep. Long-term friend of mine, known him for a long time. We've been playing each other's music groups forever. We also have Alex Peters on bass.
Hello.
Alex Peters heard us for the first time last time we did this show. That's how we know him.
Really?
Is through the airwaves, yeah.
And he wasn't with you at that time.
He wasn't with us, and he heard us while driving.
Huh.
I was not. I heard that, and I was like, I need to be in that band someday.
Yep. And here we are. We're all together in the same room.
Here we are.
So you kicked the other guy out, did you, Alex?
Yeah.
Yep.
She went to college. It's okay.
So I blocked him right out.
Side-blocked, yeah.
Yeah, he side-blocked a 4'9" woman.
Ooh, tough guy.
He kicked Anna out. He fought her.
She's a professor now.
I just saw her yesterday.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's cool. We miss her. She was the designated
Anna,
driver.
Anna, if you're listening, come back. We'll get rid of Alex in a heartbeat.
Oh,
put him
boy.
Back in the dumpster behind Blockbuster where we found him.
Wow.
He was digging for videotapes when they went out of business. That's a lie.
Wow, I'm feeling a lot of love in this room. That's great. That's wonderful.
We got a lot of love. We're just hardworking boys. It's all roasts, followed by hugs and crying.
And last but not least, Mr. Ian Coburn on drums and percussion.
Ian Coburn, best drummer, both sides of the Mississippi.
He had to step out of the cage. Get him out of the drum cage.
You let him out of his cage?
Uncaged right now.
Oh, boy. That's
He's actually driving my dad's car right now.
I am. Yep. Shop.
We let him all the way out of the cage.
So other than Alex, how long's the band been around? How long you been doing this?
This is a recent revamp of a new band with the same old name. So I've been doing Characteristics for almost a decade, and Alex has been playing with me
a
for
a decade? When did you start?
Decade.
When you were eight?
Yeah, when I was eight. Yep.
17.
When I was 17, so
wow.
I was washing dishes and smoking
cigarettes. Not
quite
a decade. A couple years ago, so, it's all a decade.
Writing songs, yeah.
You're one of those people I hate. You get carded for everything, don't you?
I do.
Even if you want to see an R-rated movie, they're like, nah.
Yeah, that's true.
Not happening.
That's because he rode his bike to the theater.
I rode my bike here.
Okay. It's getting kind of cold for that, though. There's white stuff on the ground.
It's good for cardio.
Mountain bike. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, this is true. You can get through anything, especially in Michigan. All right, why don't we do another one?
Chains on the Mountain Bike. That's what this song is called.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, live from Studio J with Characteristics. All right, so what I got out of that, that was a segue there in the middle. That was both songs?
Two songs, yeah. That was also Sunflower.
Sunflower, besides Technology is a Lady.
That's right.
All right. I'm gonna leave that one alone because we'll get in a lot of trouble if we talk about that one.
Which one? Technology is a Lady?
Yeah.
You got to respect ladies and you got to respect technology.
Yeah, okay. You put it the best way possible, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we all see what happens, you know. Technology gets out of control.
And, well, no, I'm not going to say it.
We're not going to get into it. Not enough time.
No, there isn't. All right, so people want to check out your music. What's the best way to do it?
We're on SoundCloud and Bandcamp and YouTube as well. And we're also working on a new 12-inch that's coming out soon.
Hmm. Like maybe the early next year or?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're about to travel out to New York, hopefully. Got some free studio time out there, so.
Free?
Yeah, free studio. Somebody heard about the boys out here, so.
Wow.
They're sending us out there. Pretty excited about it.
That's a great break. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Cool. What studio is it, or is it
It's kind of like one of those things. It's like we can't really say. Like the studio of some current band, buzz band, that we're friends with, their studio mates, and they're sending us out there. We don't, you know, not trying to.
There's no sign on the door.
Yeah, there's no sign on the door yet. It's their studio. Okay. They got a lot of money, and they're going to put it into this studio. So we're just going to head out there and see what happens, you know?
Okay. They just help them break it in.
Yeah. They're going to give us kind of like a little residency type deal. They're going to be on tour, I think. So sometime this winter, we're going to be going. And tracking it and moving on. I'd like to just give a little bit of a warm-up here. Again, I'm Randy. Marty is my longtime friend, same as Alex. And, you know, we're from Detroit, Michigan. I just like to say a little bit of history about Marty here. He's a great guy. If you don't know him, he's, like, always doing crazy stuff, like, in the most chill way. You know, he'll be like, what was your day like, you know? And, like, you ask him, and he's like, oh, man, like, I learned that you could hit a ramp with those little motorized scooters, you know? And I jumped off a curb with them. I was going crazy, you know? And that's, like, every band practice, I feel like we show up, and you're like, hey, Marty, what's been up, man? He's like, oh, man, I, like, rode down this hill on a skateboard, and I messed up.
I'm pretty extreme.
I messed up, man. I rode down this hill, and I flew off this skateboard on the way to practice, and that's why I'm late, okay? I'm sorry.
A little backstory on Randy over here. He found me living in a warehouse without electricity or water for months on end. And
yeah, it was a great day. I mean, it was like walking into like Pet Sounds almost for me.
Yeah,
you know, this guy was like had this blanket fort in the middle of this abandoned factory.
He opened the door. I turned and hissed. I was like, ah!
Yeah, he hadn't seen people for months.
He was feral by then, huh?
Yeah, he was like not even like old enough to be out of his parents' house, and he was like living in this. Crazy tent fort.
Yeah, I've done this three times.
Yeah,
he saved me from these
We've
places
done it
three
couple,
times.
Yeah, we all saved each other from those places a couple times.
That's why we're here today. And when we're not here, we're always doing construction or fixing up houses. We're all really busy guys. You know, we do a lot more besides just music. But
got to.
You know,
we're trying to be on that caribou life. That guy's like got a PhD in math. You know, and
he
makes killer music.
Getting there.
I can't do any math, but I can put solar panels up on a roof.
There you go.
Yeah. What's next?
Dagny Lynn.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Characteristics. All right, Dagnalyn, that's a person that you know, or?
Yeah, she's a girl I know.
Otis Lauer.
Yeah, we're going to... Stories about a local musician who tried his best to be the best and woo everybody and just thought he could have anyone he wanted, but he finally got played when he met Dagnalyn.
She put him in his place.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Somewhat of a happy ending, I guess.
Yes, for her.
Except for him. All right.
I feel like I've never heard the explanations of these songs before, and I was like...
So like, what am I getting myself into?
I'm glad I could help out.
Yeah,
there, Randy.
Therapy for us.
Thanks. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this in therapy, Marty.
Getting pricey.
It's free.
All right.
See,
all right.
I don't charge anything here, so
okay.
You're good to go.
Okay.
Glad I could help. All right. So any of the songs that we're hearing today, is that going to be on the 12-inch coming up? Or?
Yeah, these are all going to be on it.
Okay.
Yep. So.
And then I don't know if Lee knows what he's talking about, but he says something about a single. Which one of these? Or is that still to come? Or?
The single is the last one we're playing today called Washing Dishes.
Ah, okay.
So
I don't know. Should we get Lee on?
Yeah, put Lee on.
Yeah, let's put Lee on.
Lee knows the story behind the band.
Okay, let's do it. Are you there, Lee?
Chuck, yeah, I am. Hello, guys.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, what up? Thanks for having me back here again. I wish I had kept track of how many times I've actually been here with bands. I lost track a long time ago. But I was glad to get Characteristics and Marty back here.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, for us, anyway.
It has, yeah. It's been a couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no idea when the original... I'm really bad at, like, remembering... like years when certain things happened, or like I was here with Marty like 2016, 15, who knows.
Okay.
1960 something.
Not happening. But I would like to say I recently contacted them. Characteristics will be playing the Hamtramck Music Festival this year, which will be February 27th through the 29th. And I can't say yet where they're going to play, but they know.
They know.
Last time we played, I jumped on the bar.
And broke the ceiling. And left the building during the show.
Well, this year, Marty, you'll have a chance to actually do a stage dive from the upper balcony.
That's right.
Yes. I've seen that done before, too. It's fun.
Brother Son did it 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Only a wooden spike can kill him.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to have them play.
Someone get a mirror. I want to see it.
We'll record it for you.
Okay.
He's a vampire.
All right. So you got a few shows you want to talk about real quick?
Actually, this Friday at Loving Touch, the Hand Grenades are playing with Hala and Max Saturn. And Saturday night at Ant Hall is the world premiere of a film called Bruised Fruit by Chris Jarvis, who is in Ancient Language. And Ancient Language will provide music along with Cosmic Light Shapes and the Craig Garwin Group. Another show I want to mention is December 14th, all at Loving Touch, with Kimball, A Year in New York, Leland Blue, and Wakeview. And November 15th, Friday night at PJ's Logger House, Citizen Smile, Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, the Ashleys, and the Hand Grenades will all play together. They used to do about 3 or 4 shows a year together at Logger House. They hadn't done it in a while, and with the possibility of PJ selling the place, we thought we'd do it one last time. So the same 4 bands will reunite and play at Logger on Friday, November 15th.
How did that happen? They've done more than one show, you said, together like that?
Yeah, some years ago at the Pike Room in Pontiac, it was Citizen Smile's record release show. And we had Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, the Ashleys, and the Hand Grenades as openers. And they all had so much fun, they decided to do it and play 3 to 4 times a year together. And it was always at Logger House after that. and one of the band members would choose the names out of a hat as to what spot they would get, you know, opener, second, third, and fourth, and whatever you drew, you played. No one really cared. It was just a bunch of fun. We haven't done it in about 3 to 4 years, but again, with the possibility of PJ selling the place, they wanted to do it one last time. So that will be Friday, November 15.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that one.
Sounds like a good one. Good
lineup. It'll be fun.
Okay.
It'll be fun. Do we get to hear another song, Marty?
Yes.
I think so.
If you say so, Lee, it'll be fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it'll be a blast.
I'll be there.
Like a blast.
We'll all be there.
Thus, Lee has spoken.
Yes.
I have spoken. And that's all I care to speak today.
All right.
Give the rest.
Let's just give a moment to give thanks for Lee's beautiful hair.
Hey, what about mine?
Wait, talk about hair, Randy. You have the best hair around here.
Yeah, come on.
Marty used to cut it all off.
I got a radio haircut.
Yeah, when the band drove up this afternoon and I see Marty getting out of the thing, the first thing I said to him was, geez, you got a haircut. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea either. I thought he came to my door and I was like, who's this guy?
Oh, you just did in the last couple days?
Yeah, yeah. It turns out I can still play the songs.
He can. I don't know how he does it.
You haven't lost your musical strength?
No, everyone thought it was just static.
Back to better than ever. It grows pretty quick.
Yeah, you'd be washed up once you got rid of the hair.
He bathes in olive oil every day. It helps the hair growth. So.
Yeah. The record takes a year to come out, so by the time it's out, the little hair will be at the appropriate length.
Perfect.
I'm still sad about it. I'm a hairdresser, so, you know. And an electrician. You know, you got a little bit of both, you know.
Hmm.
Sometimes you feel so nasty, you just got a little fancy.
It's a lot of static shock.
Yeah.
So they can work together, electricity and the hair. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just charge it right up and get that volume.
That's
why
it looks good.
Yeah.
All right, so this one's Like I Love the Sun.
Right? That's right.
Oh, which one? All right.
Thank you. It's always fun.
Hit it, boys.
Thank you.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Characteristics, live in the studio. All right, like I love the sun. All right, I'm looking at the clock. It looks like we could probably squeeze at least one more in for before washing dishes, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do a Lotus Flower.
Yeah.
This one's for all those who don't think they're going to make it. On a serious note, you got it. Doesn't sound very inspirational. But I mean, this song is very serious.
Live from Studio J, Characteristics with Lotus Flower. All right. So where would you say you get the majority of your influence from for this music? Marty, Randy?
Well, we draw from all the masters.
All the masters?
We love them all. The best. all the big names.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. We like all the big dogs and the small dogs.
He'll take them all in. Okay.
We also love local music. We're always going out to the shows around here with all our supporting our friends and just making the scene go a little faster.
Okay.
Yeah, so, me and Marty have worked and lived at, like, we got to be tied with, like, the most DIY spaces that anyone's lived in the city of Detroit.
We've been there.
We lived in this building downtown before, you know, Dan Gilbert bought everything. We got in this place, and we were playing, I don't know what we were paying, but we got in there, and we smelled, like, this crazy amount of gas. You know, it was, like, natural gas smell. And our roommate was just, like, chain-smoking cigarettes. And I was like, man, don't you smell like that natural gas, bud? You know, you're just smoking in here. So we go downstairs, and, you know, there was the whole first floor of this building had collapsed onto the gas pipes.
Oh, wow.
And DTE was like, dangerous. Oh, my God, like, this is the craziest thing we've ever seen. But we had already, like, as a building, cleared all the debris, like a full, like, concrete floor with rebar off of the gas pipes by the time they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't going to die.
Oh, you're lucky you didn't. That could have gone a different way. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Blessed.
All right. Well, Marty, Randy, Alex, Ian, thank you so much for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you. Thank you. It was so much fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. So keep an eye out for that new record next year and check them out at the Hamtramck Music Festival. If all goes well, you'll have both at the same time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So we're going to leave us with one more. This is going to be the single, you said, right?
This is the single. This song is titled Washing Dishes, and the purpose of it is to get me out of the kitchen because I've been washing dishes since I was 13.
Oh,
so
same.
This is my graduation song.
I finally made it out like 4 years ago,
yeah,
but
I'm
same.
Next.
Feel you on that, bud. Thank you.
Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.